Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Do you find yourself focused on something, then you become preoccupied with a shiny object? You may be suffering from Epstein distraction.
When are they going to release those files?
Ooh, real cane sugar and coke. That sounds healthy.
Epstein distraction affects 4 out of 5 Americans.
I just want to know who's on the list.
Change the mascot back to Redskins? I don't know how I feel about that.
If someone yells squirrel and your world turns upside down, you may have Epstein distraction.
Oh no, the president has cankles?
Rosie O'Donnell is a threat to humanity.
Reopening Alcatraz, the one from the movies? Cool.
Epstein distraction is real.
I wonder if Trump is on the list.
That'll teach you to take your side chick to a Coldplay concert, stupid.
Epstein distraction. Ask your doctor if total amnesia about billionaires is right for you.
Look, a UFO made out of waffles.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
What a time to be alive. Yes. 8:45. Good morning, everybody. How's the weather going to be today, Jess?
Oh my gosh, it's going to be partly sunny today. Temps in the mid-80s.
What you got?
All right, so speaking of Epstein.
Here we go.
Elon Musk, he has his AI chat bot. And Trump is dragging Obama to distract us from the Epstein files. So his AI chatbot is coming for Donald Trump's new probe into Barack Obama, bluntly claiming that this is just all crazy, trying to get into people's minds and trying to get people's minds off of the Jeffrey Epstein files drama. You can check out the reply to a user who asked if the director of national intelligence has any evidence of crimes committed by former President Barack Obama's administration, or if it's all an effort to distract us from Jeffrey Epstein. The answer is crystal clear, stating that there is no such evidence against Barack Obama, who they are accusing him of treason involving a 2016 election. And the claims appear politically motivated to distract us from the Epstein file scrutiny. So, the Trump administration, apparently they're calling them a bunch of liars, comes just days after the government reached a deal with Elon Musk to begin using that federally. Now, the deal says that there is some questionable statements, which was caught sending tweets to, some inappropriate tweets went out. But Elon Musk, of course, is responding to that backlash. But right now, he is saying that that chatbot is, you know, Trump dragging out this whole Barack Obama thing to try to distract us from the Jeffrey Epstein file.
That's what Elon's saying.
Mm-hmm. And his chatbot that he owns.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens with that. But
you know, there's some wild, explosive accusations out there about
former President Obama. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what the outcome is. I don't know what's going to happen. You know.
Is it like rabbit hole stuff or?
Well, it's making mainstream media. Okay. So I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know. Here goes some audio. Like I said, some mainstream media is picking it up. Here goes some audio from Fox News. Check this out.
Back DNI Tulsi Gabbard now claims to have uncovered evidence the Trump-Russia collusion investigation resulted from, quote, manufactured intelligence. She says it was designed to discredit the president-elect back in 2016. Here she is yesterday.
There's no question in my mind that this intelligence community assessment that President Obama ordered be published, which contained a manufactured intelligence document. It's worse than even politicization of intelligence. It was manufactured intelligence.
All right, Justice Correspondent David Spunt is live out of Washington, D.C. for us. Good morning, David. What can you tell us?
Hey, Jillian, good morning. In 6 months, it'll be 2026, but for some, 2016 will not go away, and this administration has no plans for it to go away, uncovering new information. DNI Gabbard believes that Team Obama altered intelligence from Russia in saying Russia was not involved in the 2016 election to Russia was involved in the 2016 election shortly before Trump took office. She sent information for the DOJ and the FBI for possible prosecution.
This is not a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an issue that is so serious it should concern every single American because it has to do with the integrity of our democratic republic.
Fox News Digital obtained a declassified copy of the presidential daily brief for President Obama dated December 8, 2016. It reads in part, we assess that Russian and criminal actors did not impact recent U.S. election results by conducting malicious cyber activities against election infrastructure. It continues, Russian government-affiliated actors most likely compromised an Illinois voter registration database and unsuccessfully attempted the same in other states. But in 2020, a bipartisan Senate Intelligence Committee investigation found that while the Trump may not have accepted Russian help, Russia did meddle in some form or another. The chairman of the Intel Committee at the time was Marco Rubio, then Florida senator, now the top diplomat to the United States. And in 2020, he put out a statement that said the committee found absolutely no evidence that then candidate Donald Trump or his campaign colluded with the Russian government to meddle in the 2016 election. What the committee did find, however, is very troubling. We found irrefutable evidence of Russian meddling. Senator Jim Himes is a Democrat from Connecticut on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Tulsi Gabbard accusing a former president of treason. Let's see if they bring charges. They won't. They won't, because there's not a judge in the land, not a single judge, who will treat this with anything other than laughter that will be heard from the Atlantic to the Pacific in this country.
Himes pointed to the fact that Russians connected to the Kremlin bought Facebook ads to damage Clinton's campaign, hoping it would prop up Trump's campaign. But Tulsi Gabbard says she wants it investigated by law enforcement. Mm.
I know there's a lot of information there,
yeah,
you know, to understand. But basically, you know, from what I've gotten out of it is that, you know, the administration is accusing former President Obama, you know, when the Obama administration and others, you know, accused the Trump administration of using Russia, you know, the whole Russia situation that he had in court, mm-hmm. of, you know, them helping him win the election. In fact, apparently they're saying, no, it was the opposite.
It was the opposite.
Where the Obama administration used Russia to try to get him to lose, mm-hmm. rather than him using them to get him to win. So, because he was found that, you know, it was found, you know, not credible and not guilty with the Trump administration in Russia,
right?
Because it was in fact the Obama administration in Russia. Mm-hmm. So that's the situation that's going on.
Hmm.
Again, I know it's a lot. I know that it's very political and whatever, but that's what's going on.
Oh, geez.
And I mean, there's even like sites. Now, if you really want to go down the rabbit hole, there's like sites and stuff saying that the DOJ is preparing to arrest former President Barack Obama because of this. But I don't, you know.
Yeah.
We're still just, you know.
That's the rabbit hole stuff.
Yes.
That's the stuff I want to hear about.
Yeah. But the thing is that mainstream media is now picking up on this. It's not just like podcasts and not just like some, you know, influencers, right. And all this, you know. So we'll definitely be following this story.
Mm. All right. So some other things making the headlines as well is Malcolm Jamal Warner. The cause of death has now been confirmed and the autopsy has been completed in Costa Rica. Authorities are revealing that the official cause of death at the age of 54 is that the actor he died of accidental asphyxiation by submersion. This comes just one day after a source told People magazine that he was body surfing in the water during a family trip in Costa Rica at the time of his death. The body was removed and taken to the morgue, and now his family has authorization to get his body and have a funeral service. So they identified the actor on Sunday, July the 20th. In a statement released, the victim appears to have entered the sea and was apparently swept away by the current. He was rescued by bystanders and taken to shore, where he did receive treatment. However, he was declared lifeless at the scene. Mm. So the autopsy report has now been released. And RIP to Ozzy Osbourne, and now memorabilia is up for sale after his death. So the Prince of Darkness lives on after death, at least in the form of stage-worn clothes, is being auctioned off to the highest bidder. Some clothes are going to go for $20,000.
Crazy.
There's a custom jacket already up for sale with his autograph. And they're saying that one definitely will go for at least, the starting bid is $20,000.
And look, if you don't, you know, listen to Ozzy Osbourne's music, you may really know him from this right here.
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes.
Yes, the MTV reality show.
Millions of people living as fools.
It premiered March the 2nd, 2002.
Maybe.
Ran until 2005.
It's not too late.
And thank Ozzy and Sharon for ushering in celebrity family reality shows, too. To
and forget how to hate.
Yes. I used to live next door to Pat Boone, and I got to tell you, people think Pat Boone's a nerd, and I must confess, I was in that category for a while until I met him. Right. And he really is. I mean, living next door to the Osborne, bricks go, rocks go through the window, and cats go flying out the door, and he never complained once.
Yeah, we used to watch the Osbournes back in the day.
Yeah, us too.
I remember that. If it was a reality show, it was on in our house.
Yeah, same.
Didn't matter what it was.
Yeah, we were hooked.
Whether it was just a reality show about a family or if it was a competition, if it was reality, it was on.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
like I said, some of his things will be going up for auction. $20,000 for that one coat. There's another coat that's expected to reach $10,000. There's also a signed copy of one of his albums. It's called Blizzard of Oz for at least $5,000. And he did pass away just a couple of weeks after his final show with Black Sabbath. He was 76 years old. And Stevie Wonder says, you don't have to retire. So Stevie Wonder is making the headlines saying that he's 75 years old and he has no intention of hanging it up.
Mm.
Yeah, he says, for as long as you breathe, for as long as your heart beats, that's how long you can do it. He says, I love playing music. That's my mantra. I think I can do anything I want, and I'm not going to stop. The gift that I have is pouring through my body. So he's 75 years old, and he says, you don't have to retire.
Nice.
Yep.
8:57, the Bill and Jessica Show. We'll continue on the way.